if you don't have kids, you might do a bit of an internal eye roll when your friends start talking about their children. You might even do it even if you have kids. The journalist Kira Sadlier is sick of it. Kira, good afternoon.
How are you?
Not too bad. How are you? More to the point.
I'm good. It's interesting to me when people just talk constantly about their children, even though I am a mother of three. And I find that, you know, it's almost like a barrier to getting to know those people themselves. And also, I find that when people talk to me about my children before they ask me about me, that it erodes my identity as well. So I feel like people could reel in a bit sometimes when it comes to talking about their kids.
Because it's almost like when people ask, how are the kids? That's supplanted, how are you? There's almost that, what you just said there, that assumption is almost in there that you are your children and therefore that's all you'll want to talk about. And then, and that's even with people you might have known for years.
Yeah, I think, you know, there is a natural tendency. We talk about the weather, and when we see somebody and we kind of go through a little database in our head to go, what will I start with here? And so if you have kids, I guess people just say, how are the kids? But if somebody takes that baton and runs for a long time, talking about what kind of vegetables their kids are eating or how good they are at Lego or, and going on and on, you completely skip the conversation with them. So, certainly when I see friends that I haven't seen for a long time, and if I spend time with them and come away and still feel like, oh, I actually don't know anything about what's been going on with them for the last 2 years or whatever, but I know everything about their kids, I find that disappointing.
Yeah. What's a little strange, is it people maybe have a reluctance to talk about themselves? Yeah, and would prefer to talk about their kids for some strange reason.
Yeah, possibly. I think Irish people maybe aren't very good at actually talking about themselves and their own things and their emotions and so on. But then I wondered whether that is it me? Am I a bad mother because I don't?
Yeah, you are.
Kind of maybe. I probably am. But yeah, because my kids are kind of naturally independent. When they went to junior infants, they just, you know, told me to do one basically when I was trying to fuss over them and all the other mothers and were crying and stuff, and they were like, see you later, mom, off you go. Not that people obsess about their kids, but I certainly feel that we're all independent humans, and so I don't maybe talk about them as much as other people do. Or in the schoolyard, my little girl was in junior infants, and one of the dads said, God, how did she feel when she moved from the blue table to the yellow table? And I was going, well, I didn't even know they had different colored tables. And his face just dropped, and he hasn't spoken to me since. And I was going, maybe I should be, is this the kind of thing I should be talking to my child about? So I thought it reflected badly on me, maybe. But to be honest, I just find it really boring when people endlessly talk about their kids.
Now, is it predicated to a certain extent? And you know, funny enough, I don't think it's just a mother thing that dads tend to do this just as much. But it's kind of, you kind of alluded to it there. People will think I'm a bad mother if I don't yak on endlessly about my children.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I definitely think dads talk just as much about their kids as mothers. So I don't think it's a mother specific issue. And I do like talking to people about their kids, but I guess and I am interested in the kids. I'm more interested in talking to the child themselves if they're really interested in. It's not that I don't like children or what they're up to, but it's just when I feel like the adult or the parent is disappearing and I don't get to know anything about them or how they feel about A, B or C, but I come away going, God, I know everything about little Johnny, but not about them.
Yeah. Well, oftentimes it can be, you know, if it's the category of friend who you see once every 6 months, you might never meet this child. or everyone. And so who cares whether you know anything about them or not, really?
Yeah, exactly. I can't remember, at this stage, I can't remember people's kids' names or definitely not birthdays and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I just wouldn't, you know, I went out with friends on a big night out. We hadn't seen each other in months or years. And I, you know, at the end of the night, I just said, God, we just talked about our kids the whole time. Like, it was a bit dull, but nobody else chimed in to say, yeah, you're right. They went, oh, I thought it was a great night. But, so maybe it is just me.
Why? And well, maybe it's a thing people are scared to say, because, you know, unless you have a 3-year-old who's going to go into space, they're pretty much all the same.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, how much can you talk about how a child has an aversion to bananas or whatever it is?
Yeah. And then they get a bit older and they start giving you lip and they're staying out too late. But like, it's the same, more or less the same thing, endlessly repeated. It's rare that it's unique, though. I suppose a funny sense, every parent thinks it is unique. First time parents think they're the first people to ever have a child.
Yeah, but even with first time parents, you know, I met a woman the other day who had twins and like literally holding the twins. But in my mind, I was going, I'm not going to ask her about these babies. I'm going to ask her Good about one. Her. You know, even though the temptation to go, are they sleeping? Are they eating? Are they whatever? But, you know, how are you? What are you doing? What are you, you know, even though obviously she's just going to talk about how exhausted she is and how difficult it is to feed them. And it's a around the houses kind of way of getting to the same conversation. I just wanted her to know that I wanted to know about her and not just talk about the two babies that were hanging off her.
And did she talk about herself or did she just keep bringing it back to the children?
Yeah, it did circle back to the kids. All right. But I just think it's a more attentive way to talk to somebody. It's like, you know, if you're in a park or whatever and you see a dog and you just look straight at the dog and start talking to the dog and you totally ignore the human.
I know. Actually, funny, somebody has texted in to say the children cultists, otherwise known as parents, are an insufferable dose, but at least they're not as bad as the dog fanatics that believe that their animals are equivalent to human beings.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess you just don't want to feel, let that person to feel invisible and that their children are the, you know, yeah, that are coming before them all the time.
Do you have any childless friends?
I do, and I am conscious when we're all out together and everybody's banging on about their kids. But what they say to me, what the child-free friends say to me is, you know, I say, is that really boring for you? Or is this, and they say, no, it's great because it just makes me feel so much better about not having children because it sounds so hard. So they must get bored out of that
because at least a parent can have this conversation and there might be an element of comparison or I relate to that or whatever. But if you don't have children, it's just, you know, it's like everyone in the room is into Camogie except you.
I guess, although in a way the ones I know can take it from a kind of smug point of view where they're going, you idiots, don't know why you did that.
I can imagine parents might get a bit narked if you say that to them.
I guess it depends what the conversation is, but yeah. It is usually, I have a lot of friends with very young kids so who are in the in the trenches.
Yeah.
So,
Now you've three, you've a teenager. Does it differ talking about teenagers at all?
Yeah, definitely. And I guess, as you said, that, you know, people maybe don't, they struggle with talking about themselves. And I suppose then when it comes to a teenager, it seems to become a lot more personal. So you mightn't be able to speak as freely as you want about what's going on. When they're that age, rather than, you know, their nappies or whatever.
So
I think people are a bit more guarded maybe talking about their teenagers. But, you know, I guess when the Leaving Cert was happening, people wanted to talk at length about their children's difficulties and so on coming up to the Leaving Cert. But I remember, you know, talking to one man for 45 minutes about how difficult the Leaving Cert had been for his child. And a woman right beside him just said, well, I hope is that the results reflect the amount I spent on grinds. So I could, from her one sentence, I knew the same amount about what was going on in her house and from Iman's 45
then again,
minutes.
Yeah, so. Then again, there's nothing worse than, my 3-year-old is up eating mounds of broccoli and playing the piano at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah. The little bit of smugness on top of it. Someone's texting to say, Kira, my friend always tells me about her, how her children feel about the hostage situation in Gaza and the possibility of a possible trilateral summit for peace in Ukraine. But she never gives me her own opinion. I find that very strange. Yeah, that's
That's above my, I wouldn't be able to get involved in any
very,
of that.
Very gifted children. Kira, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was the Irish Times contributor, Kira Sadlier there.